Ine mikro to aeroplano?
Ne, ine mikro.
Ne.
A first impression of England.
Mikro. What was your first impression on landing?
Ne.
I could hardly believe that I had left France less than 2 hours before. Everything was so different. The very air I breathed did not seem to be the same. The general impression was one of quiet and order, but also of too much earnestness, of a lack of...
Ishumishi. Way. Top. It works. It works. It works. It works very well. Tess? Tu es là? Mouchitou? Mouchitou. Mouchoton. Fontonton. Fototo. Ouais. Ouais. Ra. 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 Cha. Cha.
Miaou. Bella. Oui.
Είμαστε φίλοι. Το όνομά μου είναι Γιώργος. Είμαι Έλληνας. Είναι φίλοι οι Έλληνες και οι Γάλλοι. Ναι, οι Έλληνες και οι Γάλλοι είναι φίλοι. Δύο Γάλλοι, ένας άντρας και μία γυναίκα είναι φίλοι μου. Ο άντρας έχει μία γυναίκα. Ο άντρας και η γυναίκα έχουν ένα παιδί. Ο Ρομπέρ είναι ξένος. Και η Μαρτίν είναι ξένη. Το παιδί είναι ξένο. Και οι τρεις είναι ξένοι. Ρομπέρ και Μαρτίν
Ρομπέρ και Μαρτίν
ονόματα. Ρομπέρ έχει γυναίκα και παιδιά. Ναι, έχω γυναίκα.
It is a mere trifle. As you please. Am I in your way? Am I intruding? Have I hurt you? Forgive me, it was quite unintentional.
Please keep your hat on. Keep your seat. Take a seat. Make yourself at home. Make yourself comfortable.
Good luck. Take care of yourself. My compliments to... My kind regards to...
Let me congratulate you. My congratulations to... I wish you a pleasant journey.
What a pity. How unfortunate. What a misfortune. Would you mind repeating? I did not quite catch your words, your meaning.
148th lesson, traveling.
Where is the booking office? The cloakroom? The waiting room? The refreshment room? The telegraph office? The inquiry office? The letterbox? Where are the lavatories?
A second class ticket to, please. A return ticket. I want to reserve a seat for tomorrow.
Is there a through train? Where must I change? Is it a fast train? When is the next train?
Porter, will you take charge of my luggage? I want this box registered. Mind, this is fragile.
Handle this with care. Put this bag on the rack.
I want a rug
and a pillow. Find me a corner seat.
From which platform does the train leave? How long do we stop at? Am I right for...
Do you mind my smoking? May I open, close the window? It is stifling. There is a draft.
When do we reach? May I have a look at your timetable? Would you like to change seats?
Please get me a taxi. Drive me, take me to... How much do I owe you?
At the hotel.
I want a single room, a double room. What is the rate per day?
A smaller room will suit me. Does the charge include bath and breakfast?
Is there a lift? This bed is too hard. Change the sheets. Put on another blanket.
Where is the switch? The bell? Is there an interpreter? Brush my trousers. 149th lesson. At the hotel, continued.
I am expecting a visitor. Send him up when he comes. If anyone calls for me, say I am out.
I shall be back at 7. Is there any mail for me? Please take this parcel to my room.
I am leaving tomorrow morning. Give me my bill. There is a mistake.
What is this charge for? Is service included? What is the usual tip?
Please forward my mail too. Bring down my luggage. Call me a taxi. Goodbye.
At the telephone.
Please give me 4620. Hello, is this number 4620? I am sorry, it is a mistake.
You gave me a wrong number. Hold the line. Do not cut us off. We are speaking.
The line is engaged. Please speak louder. I cannot hear you very well. Give me the exchange.
At the post office.
A tuppence halfpenny stamp, please. A postcard. A letter card. A telegraph form.
A postal order form. A foreign money order form. There is no ink nor pen.
I want this letter registered. I want to send this by book post.
Will you please weigh this parcel for me? What is the postage?
Where is the post restaurant counter? I want to cash this. Sign here. Have you a blotter?
I don't like this shade. Have you anything darker? Lighter. This suits me. This fits me.
Where is the shoe department? Hosiery? Millinery? Stationery? Jewelry? Hardware? Fur department.
Do you want something ready-made or to measure? Shall I wrap it up for you? Will you take it with you or have it delivered?
I don't care for any of these. I shall think it over. I shall return later.
This is very stylish, madam, and a real bargain at 29 and 6. It is marked down from £2. You can't find it as cheap anywhere else.
Just a moment, please. I shall inquire from the department manager.
Would you prefer this one? It is very smart, too. It is one of our very latest models.
Will you try it on? Isn't it lovely?
I'll have it.
Anything else, madam? May I show you some blouses, stockings or underwear, chemises, knickers? We have some original fancy designs.
Next week, we have a great clearance sale. Bargain sale. A remnant sale.
At what time do you close? Do you keep L garters?
We are short of them just now, but here is something quite as good.
151st lesson. At the hairdresser's. I want to have my hair cut. I want a haircut. I want a shave. Do not cut it too close. Just trim it. Take a little off here.
Will you have a shampoo? A little hair tonic? Will you have your hair singed?
Trim my beard.
I want my hair waved, curled.
In the same style?
I want a permanent wave. You are hurting me. What will you do, thank you?
In the street.
What has happened? What is the matter? What is on?
Let us cross over to the other side. Wait till the traffic has stopped. Look out, this is a one-way street.
Which bus must I take for... Where is the next tube station? Is there a lavatory close to here?
I do not feel well. I'm going to faint. Please help me to a taxi, to a chemist's.
My watch has been stolen. Stop thief! Help! Murder! Police!
I have lost my way. Can you direct me to the hotel?
Which is the shortest way to the station?
Take the first turn to the left, then the third to the right.
150-second lesson.
How to write a letter?
Begin with Dear Sir or Dear Madam, even when writing to a stranger. Sir or Madam is a little stiff.
If you know your correspondent well, write, Dear Mr. P, Dear Mrs. P, Dear Miss P. In a business letter, write, Dear Sirs.
End with, Yours faithfully. Or, if you are acquainted with the person to whom you are writing, Yours truly.
More intimate forms are Yours cordially, affectionately, lovingly.
On the envelope, write A.J. Cox, Esquire, or Mrs. E.F. Smith, or Miss A.P. Brown, never omitting the initials.
For a commercial letter, Messrs. A.L. Parker and Company.
Yes or no?
I tell you, there is not a question that can't be answered by yes or no.
Well, do you still kick your wife when you are drunk?
Why he was still alive. Mm.
To what do you attribute your long life?
Among other things, to the fact that the police didn't find out who shot Bill Thompson.
After the honeymoon, how does married life agree with you?
During the first week, I talked and she listened. Then during a fortnight, she talked and I listened. Now we both talk and the neighbors listen.
153rd lesson. Boards and notices.
Way in, entrance. Way out, exit. No admittance. Private. Admission free.
No smoking allowed. Smoking strictly forbidden. No loitering. Commit no nuisance. Stick no bills.
Trespassers will be prosecuted. No spitting. Full up. House full. No performance.
Useful phrases.
Pardon me, I didn't quite catch your name. How do you spell it? My surname is... And my Christian name...
What do you call this in English? How do you pronounce it? Would you mind repeating?
Do I pronounce it right? What is this gentleman's name?
Ring me up whenever you like. Call on me at any time. I am ashamed to confess I have forgotten your address. May I remind you of your promise?
I apologize. It had gone out of my mind. I shall expect you today week. Monday week.
Don't fail to come. Don't disappoint us. We have missed you.
He is mad. He is crazy. He has gone off his head.
At a meeting of shareholders.
It is useless to discuss the matter any further. Half the members of the board are idiots.
The chairman, I request you to take back these words.
All right then. Half the members of the board are not idiots.
154th lesson. Our last lesson.
When you come to the end of this last lesson, please do not lay the book aside.
We beg you to go on studying it for another fortnight.
Open it at random and read a page or two. Do a little translating from French into English, preferably in writing.
Or a paragraph. And practice repeating it aloud without looking at the book. Learn the irregular verbs by heart.
We hope you have enjoyed the course. and are pleased with the results you have obtained.
Of course, you cannot expect to speak like an Englishman after only a few months' spare time study.
But
if you were to go to England now, you could get on pretty easily.
Moreover, you have still many words to learn. But Rome was not built in.
We have prepared for your use a series of booklets called the Twin Text Series, which will provide you with easy and entertaining reading.
You will find the French and English text side by side with indication of the stress and also short notes on language peculiarities.
We advise you to read these booklets in the proper order. They are numbered so as to continue the easy progression we have found in this course.
Is there a clock in this room?
Yes, there is. There's a clock on the wall behind you.
That was very fast, wasn't it? Perhaps it was too fast for some of our listeners, too fast for them to understand.
Ask me the question again, more slowly this time.
Is there a clock in this room? Is there a clock in this room?
Yes, there is. There is a clock on the wall behind you. Yes, there is. There is a clock on the wall behind you.
That was easier to understand, wasn't it? Listen again. Now, the complete question.
Is there a clock in this room? Is there a clock in this room?
Now, the first part of the answer. Slowly, please.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
Now, more quickly, please.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
Did you hear the difference? Not there is, but there is. Now, the second part of the answer. Slowly, please.
There is a clock on the wall behind you. There is a clock on the wall behind you.
The first three words, please, slowly.
There is a...
Again, please, faster this time.
There's a...
Did you hear the difference?
Que tu fais ici,
Now, the complete question and answer again, fast.
Is there a clock in this room?
Yes, there is. There's a clock on the wall behind you.
Listen to some more examples. We shall speak quite fast. I'm sure you will understand. Is there a table in this room?
Yes, there is. There's a table between us.
Is there a book on the table?
Yes, there is. There's a large red book.
Is there a piano in this room?
No, there isn't. There isn't a piano in the room.
Was there a piano in the room last week?
No, there wasn't. There wasn't a piano here last week.
Is there a dictionary in this building?
I'm not sure. If there isn't one, there ought to be.
That was very fast, wasn't it? You heard examples of the word there. T-H-E-R-E. There, in its weak form. Listen again. Is there a dictionary? Is there a dictionary?
If there isn't one, there ought to be.
If there isn't one, there ought to be.
Now, listen to some examples with the verbs are, A-R-E, are, and were, W-E-R-E, were. First, spoken slowly. Are there any eggs in the shops today? Are there any eggs in the shops today?
Yes, there are. There are plenty of eggs in the shops today.
That was slow, very slow. Now listen to the same question and answer, spoken more quickly. Are there any eggs in the shops today? Are there any eggs in the shops today?
Yes, there are plenty of eggs in the shops today.
Okay, blanc.
Yes, there are. There are plenty of eggs in the shops today.
Listen again. Are there any eggs in the shops today?
Yes, there are. There are plenty of eggs in the shops today.
Did you hear the difference? The first three words, slowly.
There are plenty.
Now, fast.
There are plenty. There are plenty. There are plenty.
Notice that rapid way of saying there are. There are.
There are.
Now listen to an example with were, W-E-R-E. Were. First, spoken slowly. Were there any cakes in the shops yesterday?
Yes, there were. There were plenty of cakes in the shops yesterday.
Now, fast. Were there any cakes in the shops yesterday? Were there any cakes in the shops yesterday?
Yes, there were. There were plenty of cakes in the shops yesterday. Yes, there were. There were plenty of cakes in the shops yesterday.
There were plenty of cakes.
Did you hear
yesterday
the difference?
The shops.
Listen again.
Yes. Listen
the first
please.
Four words no. slowly.
Were there any cakes?
What?
Were there
je
any
vais,
cakes?
Je vais te faire la tête au carré.
Were there any?
Je vais te faire la tête au carré, Julien.
Now the answer. Si. Slowly, please.
Yes, there were. There were plenty.
Fast, please.
Yes, there were. There were plenty.
Notice that rapid way of saying there were. There were. There were. There were plenty. There were plenty. Now, with the verb has, H-A-S, has. First in slow speech. Has there been any rain this week?
Yes, there has. There has been some rain today.
Now, fast. Has there been any rain this week?
Yes, there has. There's been some rain today. Yes, there has. There's been some rain today.
Listen to that answer again. Fast, please.
Yes, there has. There's been some rain today.
Listen to part of the answer again.
La clé clé que pose elle dit baïonnette tout la date. Mentino, close que d'eau. 30, 40, la mer regarde gagnante. Une cabelle de fil, mille.
To, from. To, from. These two words are prepositions.
To, from. Those are the strong forms. That's how we say the words when they're stressed.
Or when we say them alone, not in a phrase or a sentence.
They also have weak forms. The weak forms are used in unstressed positions and are much more often heard in ordinary connected speech than the strong forms. Listen now to examples of to and from in sentences. First, stressed.
Was he going to town or coming from town? Was he going to town or coming from town?
Those were the strong forms. The words to and from were stressed. Let's have another example.
Where are you going to? Where are you going to?
Did you hear any difference? The vowel in to was shorter. It was an oo sound, but shorter. It was not the strong form to, but a weak form. Let's have some more examples.
Let's he wanted
have
to
some
ask
more examples.
He lives near to us. He pointed to another picture.
In each case, the word to was followed by a vowel sound.
To ask. To us. To another.
Now listen to the second weak form. Two followed by a consonant sound.
He's going to London. Not to.
Listen again.
He's going to London. To London. To London.
Let's have some more examples.
To come. To go. To see. To hear.
In all these cases, the word to was pronounced to. The last syllable of theatre, carter, starter. That's the second weak form. Now please, say the word to with the verbs win, work, want, wish.
To win, to work, to want, to wish.
Again, please.
To win, to work, to...